grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor. That you. Notice he didn't put somebody's name there. Alright? He says that you, generic you. That you.
Hallelujah. Welcome to church in Jesus' name. I know you've been waiting to receive God's word, and God's word is coming your way today in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's have a word of prayer. Father, we are grateful for the privilege to gather together at your feet to learn from you. Thank you for the privilege of receiving your word. Our hearts are open to receive today. We ask, Father, that you would distill upon our hearts as the dew of heaven, revelation, knowledge in the name of Jesus Christ. We subdue the atmosphere under the influence of the Holy Spirit, and we call the word of God spoken, the word of faith, the word of light, the word of illumination to us in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Please, you may be seated. God bless you. Amen. And today we want to look at the prayer of faith. The prayer of faith. Praise God. You know, I believe somehow, somewhere, you must have heard about the prayer of faith, or maybe you have not heard of the prayer of faith before, but I want to bring to your notice today what the prayer of faith is. Praise God. Amen. All right, let's start the reading from James chapter number 5. I'd like for us to start from verse 14. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up, and if he has committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. All right, go on. Verse 16 says, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that ye may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Verse 17, Elias, meaning Elijah, was a man subject to like passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. The reading of God's word is blessed. All right. Now, we read from verse 14 into verse 18 because I wanted you to see something here. Okay? Now, in context, the Bible tells us that is any sick among you, let him call for the elders of the church. So that means this prayer here has to do with healing or restoration. Not necessarily healing of the body alone. Amen. Restoration. Healing is restoration. Amen. So is any sick among you? He says, let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray. Now mark the word pray. Let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. Praise God. All right. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick. Now the